from London. This is Pop Profile. Presenting Brian Matthew talking to a top personality from the world of popular music.
In Pop Profile today, I'm talking to a member of the Yardbirds group who plays with the group and also produces their records, Paul Samuel Smith, or Sam. That's all right.
Yes, or Paul.
Or Paul. Either way. Well, tell us a little bit about your own personal background. What sort of education did you have?
Well, I went to grammar school till I was 19.
You were presumably specialising at that time in some subjects.
Yes, physics and pure and applied math.
Yeah. What did you keep in mind as a career?
Well, really, nothing. I just wanted to further my education at that point.
Yeah. And so what did you do after you left school? Did you work
in
anything?
I worked for my
else?
Father. That's what I had in mind, really. Electrical engineering.
So how come the sudden switch to music?
Well, I was in a group before, just playing pop music, Shadows music and things, you know. Mm-hmm. And then R&B came along, and the Rolling Stones and Cyril Davis.
Yeah.
And I got so caught up with this. We formed an R&B group. Mm-hmm. And turned professional probably about 6 months after we formed it.
This was the Yardbirds, in fact?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Right. Has your interest always been more on the side of creating sounds than in playing an instrument?
Yes. Yes, always. Mm-hmm. I don't play bass very well, actually.
In
my opinion.
You don't, in fact, play it on many of the records, do you?
No. And yes, about half and half, actually.
I see.
But if somebody comes in to play bass for me, he just plays what I tell him to.
But you're concentrating more on producing now, are you?
Yes.
Well, is this something you'd like to do solely?
Yes, if I can.
What excites you most about it?
Ooh, it's difficult. I think the sound, being able to create sounds, new sounds, yeah. And interesting sounds.
You do, of course, to me, write material as well.
Yes.
Now, which is the more important, the produced sound or the written number?
I think the produced sound, definitely. About 75% the produced sound, and the written number is only about a quarter of the value of the song. In pop music, this is.
Yeah, well, that's what we're talking about. Can you amplify this at all? Why, you think?
I think people don't really listen to a song and listen to the words that closely. Mm-hmm. I think it's the sound that makes them sit up, makes them tap their feet and dance.
Yeah.
Not the song so much.
Is there any limit to the extent to which this can be carried?
Yes, I think electronic music, using loop tape backing tracks and things, mm-hmm. Using purely electronic sounds, no voices. You can carry it that far.
Does it disturb you at all, as it seems to do some people, to see other kinds of music being as successful or more successful than your own?
No. No. As long as I'm pleased with what we've done, then I'm pleased.
Yeah. What pleases you about what you do? The success which can be measured in terms of the hit parade or the satisfaction of the actual sound itself?
Well, actually, what pleases me most is when people say they like it and they think it's well done, well produced and things. That does please me.
Yeah.
People in the business.
Do you care about Hit Parade's success?
A little, yes.
How much?
My money.
What about the live performance aspect, particularly of groups whose music is very much a studio product? How do they cope with this?
On stage, you don't really try to reproduce your recorded sound. Well, you do, but it doesn't matter if you don't achieve this.
Why?
Because the audience know the numbers, and they come to see you more than hear the numbers again, because they can easily put a record on at home and hear the number.
Yeah.
They come to see the group, and you've got to perform for them.
And what do they come to see, do you think, particularly?
And the faces and, you know, leaping around and Jeff playing his guitar.
How important is the visual presentation for a
Very important to a live audience, very important.
This is something that's only recently developed, would you say?
No, I wouldn't. No.
But I know that a lot of groups at one time just sort of shambled onto a stage and played their
numbers. Yes, they still do. And you know, we tend to do this sometimes. Mm. We try not to. It's too easy to do, too easy to fall into.
Yeah.
Now, I think in the early days, Cliff Richard and I saw a show at the Albert Hall. Yeah. Adam Faith was superb.
Yeah.
His presentation.
Yes.
He had a spotlight and he the audience was blacked out.
Don't tell me, I produced the show. Yeah, I know what you mean. But how much is there for an artist or a group to learn in this respect? Is it something that they can produce spontaneously, or should they?
Yeah, it should be spontaneous, but you should have a basic format to work on.
Mm-hmm.
So that you know when Jeff Solo comes up that he's going to do vaguely something, but you should never work out foot movements, you should never work out a proper act, you know. Uh-huh. I hate to see, on tours, I hate to see a group doing the same thing every night.
Yes.
You should have a basis to work on, definitely. But yes. Your actual movements and actual expression should be spontaneous.
It should come from music, yes. Presumably.
Yes, and from the audience.
Okay, is there anything else you'd like to do other than in the musical field?
Yes, I'd like to, in a while, it'll take a long time, but I'd like to produce films or direct films.
Mm-hmm. Any particular sort of films?
I have in mind at the moment promotional films for pop music.
Yeah.
In other words, expression of pop music in vision.
Well, obviously one wouldn't want you to give away any ideas that might be of use, but basically what sort of thing would you visualise doing?
Well, I don't see that it's necessary to show the group all the way through the film at all. If there's a solo or something, you should take off. Mm-hmm. The film should take off.
Yes.
Try and describe what they're singing in vision.
Isn't this really sort of harking back to the Disney approach?
Yes, it is a little. Yes, the Disney cartoon approach.
Well, yes, yes, but I mean the visual demonstration of the sounds that you're hearing on the track.
Yes, yes, that's right. The Fantasia was lovely.
Right.
In that respect.
Can I veer off now to a completely different tack? Who do you think are the leaders in the creation of sounds in Britain?
Pete Townsend, with The Who, has done some very good work. It's so awful, because I don't want to miss anybody out, you know?
Ah, well, there you go. But anyway, Pete, I would entirely agree with you. It's definitely
There's so many other people.
An originator, nevertheless. Yes. Is there any sort of likelihood, do you think, that we shall see any further developments of the Oriental influence on our pop music?
No, not much more. I don't think there are any, shall we say, Western people that can play. You're talking about really about the sitar.
Yes.
I don't think there are many Western people that can play it. They just play it like a guitar. Yeah. Pick out tunes on it.
You have used it on your own productions.
We've used it never on a pop record that's been released.
Oh.
We used it about a year ago on a record, but we didn't release it. We, in fact, got an Indian gentleman in to play it, and he played it very well, but it wasn't commercial enough, so we didn't release it.
It has been used on several very successful records.
Yes.
We don't need to mention them, there are quite a lot of them now.
Yes.
Why, then, do you think that it won't be used anymore?
Well, it can only go so far. As I say, Western people can't play it as it should be played.
Mm-hmm.
And the instrument is just really sounds like an unusual guitar, the way it's played.
Yes.
And there's not very much scope for it.
No. Do you think, though, that it might have been a spearhead in the direction of dragging in unusual instruments in pop music?
Yes.
What else would you like to see used?
Oh, dear. It's infinite.
Have you ever had any ideas at all?
Yes.
Like what?
Oh, any of my
Have you got any ideas of things you think might be used that haven't been used?
I'll get round that by saying it. The ideas I have got, I'm going to keep for myself.
What a jolly good idea. Well, thank you very much, Paul, and we'll no doubt look forward to hearing some unusual instruments and sounds
thank you.
From your production. Thank you.
Pop Profile from London featured Paul Samuel-Smith.